Podcast. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yeah!
Hey! Woo! Wow, you guys are so shitty today.
Yep.
What did you just say about looking at the camera when you're talking?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Well, I said don't do this. You see this? This is unacceceptable.
No, I think that's very acceptable.
Wait. I think it's pretty acceptable, actually.
Is that acceptable?
Pretty acceptable, actually.
Right. More than acceptable.
Topics for you. God, this is really hot.
Isn't it? Yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is.
Yeah, take it off.
It might not.
Okay, anyway. She's really freaking easy with her. She's in watch this episode.
She's like a lion on the stairs.
I have fallen and I can't get up. Yeah.
Well, see, that would be a problem. Hit joke.
Nice.
Thanks.
So, how long did I pick up for the holiday season? Man, I got a lot, really. I got the G2B. Got the G2B tray.
I saw that picture, man. That was very cool.
I really like that, yeah.
The question came to me, are you ever going to actually serve off? Or is it just going to be a wall decoration?
It's almost going to be a wall decoration. I'm kind of going to serve on with it. But yeah.
It's been lacquered up.
I know, it has been. It's been fun. I might do it once in a while.
So shouldn't it get liquored up?
Yeah.
I agree. It's lacquered, not it's be liquored.
Well, a couple of layers of beer will probably really help.
Exactly.
I got the Atari Video pinball machine, the one from 1978.
The actual color
one. No, the actual system. Remember the system? Inbox. Got that. It was before the Atari 2600, they used to make little long games and other things. They made a video pinball version. It also had a long game. But besides that, little focus on it. I'll put pictures up.
Put pictures. I don't remember that one. Jim was telling me.
Atari 2600 video pinball, but although I think the Atari 2600 video pinball is an attempt to emulate this, it was a little bit more,
I'm really curious about that.
But I got that. My Vectrex showed up.
Nice.
So I've been playing the hell out of the Vectrex. I gotta go flip the ground line. It's got the the ground loop buzz.
Multi cartridge? Did you pick that up?
No, I did not pick up the multi cartridge yet.
What do you have right now?
A lot. It came with a lot of games. I paid $200 for it, and it came with a lot of
games. Did you get the overlays?
I got three of the overlays.
That's sweet, dude.
Because they're worth $10 a piece. Yeah.
They're worth their weight in gold.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Same
thing.
Same thing.
That's
no.
So,
we follow the overlays. They get the ones that are all blue overlay. That works for a lot of games. I was just looking at one.
Yes, I use that, and I use that almost exclusively. I don't even bother with the other overlays. Yeah, the one that came with it. That's all I use. It also covers up any flaws. That's it?
Yep. That's it. That is cool.
Yep. Pretty cool. So I got that. I got a Mario figure. Darlene bought me a Mario figure that holds my 3DS. Because at a holiday sale, I picked up a 3DS. I bought a lot of systems this holiday season. I went nuts. We got another Dreamcast. Remember when I said no more Dreamcast? I got three of them now. Put the one coming. Yeah, I got the sports black one, I got a white one, and I got the Hello Kitty Dreamcast.
Nice.
Like the big, girly man. Alright,
why not? Okay.
I've been talking way too long. Matt.
A lot of my Christmas gifts haven't come yet because my wife and I are going to visit my parents in a couple of weeks. But our anniversary is on the 22nd. And for our anniversary, we bought ourselves a carrier.
Yay!
And
same one as mine, right?
Whatever, we got the K65,
I think. Yeah, mine's cool.
Yeah, it's the just under the super special one. It's $20 less. But it's got like a tank on it and everything, and the big ones and shit like that.
And I brought his slippers.
Yeah, and he brought his slippers.
Because I only got my shit kickers. And my feet are going to be all hot.
So we got our carrying the day before we went to visit her parents. So because we got a carrying, they bought a shitload of coffee for it. And also these cups.
Nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, now you got to pull out the tree to fit that in, right?
Yes, I do. But it, I can fit 2 K-cups worth of coffee into it. So
that's pretty awesome.
Let's see. I got a couple of games from Rob on Steam, because he's so generous and wonderful. There was something else that
I can't even remember the name of the one game I got. And it's like a huge game.
Like Starlight or Star.
It just came out.
It's Star something.
Star something.
Starbound.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's like Starbound right now. It's like
Yeah, I got Starbound and the ship from Rob.
It's Star Trek.
Yep. And there was one more thing that I was going to talk about. I totally forgot about it. So.
Right. So Bob, Tyler, what'd you get?
Well, I got a bunch of tools, which is nice.
How many can you fit in?
Nail gun!
Very impressive. You know, stuff like that. But video game wise, I got Battlefield 4, which I installed, but I haven't played it yet. And then I bought myself Mass Effect 3 because I'm still working my way through the first two Mass Effects.
Nice. You're layering that thing.
Yeah.
Hey,
slow and sure.
Exactly. Nothing there, wrong right. with that. You get all the
hits and it's not a slow. I'm not quick or slow, I just wait until now to start playing.
All right. All right.
Whoops.
That's it? Yeah. Okay. So, well, yeah, my Christmas is basically been alcohol. Wait. And alcohol and, oh, and things to drink alcohol out of, so. Yeah, not so much on the gaming side, but a whole lot of booze. Holy crap.
How was my beer speaking? Sorry. Crossing the line.
Speaking of which.
Crossing the line right
which,
now.
Yes, okay. So yeah, really, I got a cool decanter set. I got found my decanter set? No, I was going to say. I hit it. Intentionally, I don't want people peeing in it. Too late. Ah, damn it.
I was really going to pee on it. When I got it.
I mean, yeah, Philip, give it to me? Yeah, thanks.
How was the booze? It was pretty good, huh?
What's that?
The booze.
Oh, yeah, you know, do you know the bottle isn't here today?
Oh, man.
Didn't even last, I think, that the Honey Jack.
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was a buzz for Christmas.
Christmas night, man. Our Christmas day night. We polished off that Honey Jack. Holy crap.
Good.
Everybody loved the Honey Jack. So, it was basically a very boozy Christmas for me.
What a surprise.
You can't really go wrong.
No, you can't.
Yeah, not bullshit. Yeah.
And I got some accidental games as well. I went to gift games to Jonah and mentioned and buying them for myself as well. Not intentionally, not like I wanted to get to it like that. But now we both have it. It's all right.
So now he's got that rubbish he was going to give away.
I can't get something away as well. Alright, Jonah, what'd you get?
Rubbish game from Tom.
Hey, Jonah, you're going to need to be a little bit closer to the mic, because we got a lot of background noise today.
It's
going
to be like the worst
episode. We're going to have to yell, like, dang it.
Project, put some effort in!
He doesn't have an end of his effort yet.
Wow.
Steam stuff.
Wait, yeah, is anybody surprised that he got a ton of Steam stuff?
I recall.
Brian's for the camera. Oh, that's going to make a nice noise, too.
We were just kind of filling his requirements.
All right, so I'm going to relay the information from Jonah. He got a ton of Steam cards.
Wait, telephone.
No, this is like that skit on SNL. This is for the hearing impaired.
Right.
With Garrett Morse.
Yes.
All right, Larry.
You're
kicking me for you're on the floor in front of my feet.
I got one of the French girls.
Maybe like one of the French girls.
Another game is Skyrim.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. Started that so I can get rid of Morrowind, I guess. So don't need that anymore.
Not really. Man, I didn't get bloody.
And got a little SodaStream.
Bottles go around this person.
I'm really kind of excited about it because what I'm thinking I'm going to do, because when you buy the diet stuff, there's lots of research that diet stuff's not really great for you.
Right.
But I don't want to just drink a pound of sugar that's in the regular soda.
Yeah.
So my thought is if you make it your own, you can use like half the recommended amount and then drink a slightly sweeter thing and still have it not completely.
You are correct, sir. Also, it carbonates wine.
Dude, everyone's been getting this.
It turns it into a wine cooler.
And it does.
Very popular.
It turns it into a wine cooler. You can carbonate mountain wine.
That's all
awesome. Now you should have learned to
settle. I've been.
First time man, it was wine.
I've been carbonating the crap out of everything.
Don't over carbonate.
Where you hit the button to release?
Yeah. No, I was just a few too many fills.
Sure.
I wanted really bubble.
Yes,
because of the Steam sale, I had to buy myself Space Hulk.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so we had a viewer say, or listener, because nobody watches the video podcast.
Good.
So everybody just listens to the audio one. But
wait.
Assume people listen
to this?
Sorry.
Our
start paying listeners.
Our listener, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I actually really like that game so far. I mean, it's basically a straight port.
Oh, wait, you said a straight port.
Port?
Yeah.
Not a straight porn.
Straight porn.
I always go for straight porn, okay? Yeah.
He's lying.
Totally lying.
But, okay, well, occasionally midgets.
What the fuck?
Now wait.
Who doesn't go for midgets?
Okay,
go ahead and start.
Continue.
So anyways, it seems to be a straight porn. Someone said it was kind of buggy. I didn't find it that buggy so far. And if you know, you just don't have any friends hanging around and you want to play the tabletop, which is really nice. Or if you have friends hanging around and you're too lazy to set the tabletop up,
which is pretty much all of us.
Yeah, I know. That's cleanup's immediate.
What? out like mine did, you'll get less and less clothes. And stuff.
However, my aunt and uncle gave me a nice care package. They gave me like a bag full of goodies because they know I'm always in my room. I don't do anything else.
So a bit, it was so a bag full of Kleenex and lotion.
Right. Say exactly.
No.
Porn magazine.
Jergens. Kleenex.
And tissues.
Yes.
He's good for the
rest. No, that's from Tom. Okay.
It's a care package so he can care for his package. A package care package. Yay!
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Every masturbatory joke.
What a surprise.
Yeah, really. All right, so, I think it's everybody. So, I think the next thing is, what's everybody playing here? Okay, so, where are we, Rob?
We're at NetFest in Kenosha.
So, Kenosha.
In case you can't tell by all the background noise, we are at NetFest. Can we do a pan real quick? So, what's going on right now besides us doing this show? Lock this down?
Yeah, it is locked.
So people can't, you, people like you can't block it.
The camera. Wait a minute. I can't move it.
I think that's the point.
It's a full machine.
No, wait. Rob, hand the camera.
Who's your horns?
I don't want to screw it up. Show people the rest of NetFest.
Measure twice, cut once.
So, right. What NetFest is Mr. McGarry, who is floating around there back someplace, was going to sit on the show, but Demas is not being usable.
What's kind of funny about it is that Jim starts this, like, social...
Nice. Okay, great. Turn the camera further, please.
Little
can't
farther,
take you guys
come
anywhere.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's the candy table.
Wait, there's candy?
Hey, by the way,
wow, we're
only
female listeners! Yay! Wait, why are silver?
Yeah, the rest of them don't listen to the show.
The rest of them actually listen, they just show up. Okay, so anyway, I'm not really talking to the mic.
You're not, the mic's pointing this way. So,
yeah, Jim comes every year, he comes one of the largest.
Jim comes every year!
That works.
He's back in the corner.
Yep. All playing with himself.
Yeah, playing with himself.
Yeah, so there's NetFest.
Alright.
Actually, it's a little quiet right now. We're on day like number 175.
Something like that. This was a
10
days since
your travel.
Yeah, so it's a 10-day event this year. Alright, so back to the show. Yeah, feel free to come back and do the show. Bad.
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 Much bad.
Bad.
Feel free to sit in and do the show.
I have been randomly playing other crap that has nothing to do with NetFest. So I'm going to go with what's everybody been playing?
At NetFest. What did you just do?
That was a camera trick.
You're only on Netflix.
You started Netflix.
You almost said Netflix.
Netflix. Something you see.
Net tits.
NetFest.
Oh my god, it's like also tits. What specifically set up so we can play today?
Metforce, of course.
Thank you! We're going to go old school today. We'll put some pictures.
Actually, so for the love of God, let's get this podcast over. So
yeah, let's get into the damn game. All right, oh. Rob.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah. All right, Matt. You haven't been here all.
I haven't been here all. This is my first time.
Well, it's up to you.
It does.
First time ever?
We're all getting ready.
No, not ever. God, no. First time for this particular
So, later on, incident. When we're showing you the rape room, we'll have Matt back there.
Yes. And, I mean, we'll have.
Okay, the way you say it, it sounds, they're going to have me back there.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to have their way with me.
I really know
they
want
to get
way
to talk about a room like in that. My back there.
It's just all, it's a smoking lounge.
It's a rape room.
Where we,
thank you.
It's got like two chairs and like a
so
fucking, some exposed plates.
Maybe there's a sink in the middle of the room for no reason except to wash blood off your hands.
And it's got a little oven in the wall to dispose of evidence.
Exactly.
And
thank you.
Never mind.
It looks a little uncomfortable in there.
It looks very uncomfortable.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen.
Again, like Matt, this year, this is my first day because I have not been able to make it due to family being in town. Stupid things like that.
Oh, holiday, fuck that shit.
The same excuse for every podcast episode.
Yeah. Larry, what have you been playing?
No, that's work.
Let's see. I've played, because not only do you do the games, but some people are playing board games, so I've played
that, that's a game too, Larry.
What?
That's a game too.
Lord is an adjective. It's a noun.
They're equal to you. I know.
The less it's
to you. They don't mean. Yeah, they're equal, but not to you. I know.
So, well, what game did you play?
Cargan?
Cheers.
Yeah.
I haven't played that one.
Yeah, it's similar to, it's kind of like a trains game. You connect various, you buy power plants.
Like
and then you... You connect to various cities.
So you're really setting up a power grid.
You're setting up a power grid.
Okay.
And whoever can fire at the end the most amount of plants.
Oh, I was firing
cities.
Up once.
And I heard that you won.
I did win.
As
yeah.
usual.
Because
you
Larry's good at that crap.
Yeah, it was fun.
My name's Larry.
Then I also played Warframe, which I believe. That's what you were calling it. Who's playing here? That's what you're calling the Space Ninjas?
It is Space Ninjas.
Space Ninjas in space!
Thank you! But now I'm objecting to the word space. Because it looked a lot like it was Ground Attack. So it's Ground Ninjas. That's
is
space.
Space
Ninjas on ground in space.
Space Ninjas, yeah. In ships, in space.
I think Travis can talk
on the ground.
On the
ground.
Ground.
Space.
Yeah.
Artificial gravity.
All right. Bet.
It's
this.
Oh,
I'm the best. Sorry,
I played a few rounds of Killing Floor,
yeah.
And then watched a few games of League of Legends, and then somebody went home because he had work in the morning, and then somebody took a 2-hour nap, and then he came back.
I hate when you talk about yourself in third person.
Yeah,
that's
really?
Actually the second person.
Somebody, yeah,
that's the second person.
Somebody.
He had to go home. Yeah, I talked to myself in the second person.
Yeah,
no, just right. Myself, not you.
Okay, good.
I'm
good.
Actually talking to you. And I
Ben. Ben was tired.
Other Ben.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
Well, as far as video games, we got some. We had a pretty big game of Sins of the Solar Empire going on for a while. I learned yesterday that playing Artemis when you're hammered off your ass is the most fun.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Later today.
I know.
A ton of Warframe. Fucking. I got introduced to Guns of Icarus, which is kind of the shit. As far as board games go, we played a bunch of Dominion. We played one called The Current Number of the Beast.
We saw that over here.
You have dice, and you're trying to get your dice to match whatever the current number of the beast is. Which starts at 666, but it can change as the game goes on.
Beast has got an unlisted number
like
now.
My name is here.
You got it.
We played a version of Dominion called, it's a Resident Evil version of Dominion, where you're like, it's still the same buy system, but you're killing zombies as you're going along and stuff like that. Whoever kills the most zombies at the end wins.
Nice.
I saw an action figure of Jill Valentine
But
naked.
She, yeah, it was. It was great.
I hope so. But she had, like, the most awkward shoulder position ever. I know, it's completely off topic.
I gave
but
that to
like,
her.
She's, like, shrugging. And,
okay,
like,
that really is off topic, though. Continue.
She's supposed to be, like, holding a big gun. But if you're holding a big gun, this seems like the worst way to hold yourself. Like, yeah, I've got a big gun.
Sort of a skew.
Like, what's happening here?
He's off topic. Okay, so.
That's because Ben has never had to hold a big gun.
Gotta say, we played Smash Up.
Hello! Did you see that dirty ass look you gave?
I did give you the dirty ass look, so it's okay. So, but he's never held a gun since today.
That's true.
I don't actually hold my own wiener, that's why.
He can tell the people to hold a four.
I know.
Sweatpants and let it ride.
He's got a wiener holder.
He's got,
you know,
staff.
It's kind of funny because
he's
it's
got
all sweatpants because
it
actually forehead. Does sweat in there. And
it's like the Dagger system sometimes.
Yes.
Sweating bull reptiles.
Gotta say, we played Smash Up the first night.
Oh yeah, Smash Up's the shit.
We
should play another round of that today.
We should play another round of that today because the first night we played and it was freaking awesome. So
that's a sweet game.
It is actually. I'm sorry. I am so hooked on that one. Killing Floor, Hawking. I mean, we're just again. You name it, it's going on. It's been a really good NetFest so far. All right. Last topic.
I wonder if we're going to go for what we've learned.
What time is it?
We're a little bit. I know we're at the 45.
We're at 45.
What do we got?
No, we're all right.
Should we do another topic?
Sure.
All right, one more topic then. All right. Last topic tonight is genres.
Genres. Hey, your favorite genre and why? God, I love this topic.
This is a good topic.
We don't have old school topics that we used to do first. Before we started becoming topical.
We're Joey sold out.
Like a preacher that I can't do.
You sold out for the man.
We were talking about the war in the Middle
East. Sold out.
Yeah, we're out.
We started talking about that crap.
Syria. Go.
The Democrats, the Republicans.
It's hot.
Libertarians.
Green Party. Okay, but, so.
Ralph Nader.
Good call. Okay. Because they're right there. Travis. Favorite game genre. And any reason you want to give one.
Well, that's the thing. I'm kind of a game slut. Like, I have ADD. Like, I'm, like, switching games every, like,
Travis
hours.
Will take any game that comes.
Any game.
Oh, come on, baby.
A little
come
leg.
On, baby.
They're all like, oh, hey, Travis, come play me. And he does.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like, have a money.
I don't
games,
I don't,
I'm ready.
I don't like to set myself
assume
down.
The position. Alright, there's been way too much butt on this
episode.
Or
okay,
not enough.
Hey, no.
Fine, we'll go for it.
Shall we all of us go?
Come on, get in line.
There's no video.
We're not doing a butt line.
Can we moon our fans?
No, we're not mooning our fans.
We're not fans. We don't have any fans. We have people that are not tolerating
us. Okay, well, let's not.
Yeah, fans is a loser.
Let's not moon the people that are
tolerating.
Alright.
Right.
Ken? Game genre. Any particular one that you prefer over any of the others? Game genre. Anyone that you prefer over the others?
I guess I prefer simulation type games. Games like Civilization, things like that.
Any specific reason, or just kind of?
Mostly because I don't have anybody to play with on a usual basis because of the times that I have available to games. It's kind of what I got into.
That makes sense because those are you can do those soul. Player
and their AI is fucking difficult.
Well, yeah, the AI can be difficult, but
it, I was watching Jim create spaceships.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool simulator, actually.
That was really
which cool. Which one is that?
Oh, Kerbal Space Program.
What is that?
Kerbal Space Program.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's so hilarious.
It's only like $5 right now.
Really?
Get it? It's awesome.
Wait, one more time. Say it.
Kerbal Space Program.
Thank you.
I heard
with a
Kerbal Space Program.
Kerbal.
Is that where we send Nazis to the moon?
Yeah, basically.
Something like that. Kerbal.
Something.
Not the Kerbal.
They really
have
Kerbal. Kerbal Space Program.
Right. Just put the gerbils in like spaceships and like balls.
Yeah, it does actually. It does look like a fairly serious simulator, though. So, nice.
Fairly, it's fun.
All right. Rob?
It's kind of hard. I'm kind of ripped between. I really like roguelikes. I play a lot of roguelikes.
Yeah.
If it says roguelike on it, I'm playing it. I mean, everything from action roguelikes to the old-fashioned, give me some characters on screen roguelikes. But, which is actually a rogue game, but that isn't really a roguelike. But anyway.
Not roguelike, that is a rogue game. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Binding of Isaac, I'll play that, and I'll equally play a turn-based one, though. That and first-person shooters, which is kind of a weird mix. I like my I like my sugar sugary, and I like my salt salty. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
It's kind of funny because they're really two extremes in different directions. Where first person shooters, I only like to play with other people. Darlene and I play like all the time. And roguelikes are obviously a very single player.
I feel like you're breaking this weird. You said your favorite. So you can only play one, Desert Island.
Go self suck Larry.
I can't.
Is it good for me?
I can't self suck Larry. Like.
I didn't tell you.
No, he didn't tell you.
Talking to Larry.
Which, by the way, is on our other video station.
Don't talk about that video station.
That's guys.
That's the premium station. You gotta pay for that one.
Yeah.
$10
Yeah,
that's a subscription only.
So, Matt.
RPGs. Plain and simple. If I were forced to choose between JRPGs and Western RPGs, I'd probably pick Western RPGs. I really like role-playing games. They're fun.
What's an example of a Western?
Mass Effect series is a Western RPG. Pretty much anything by Bethesda.
Well, what makes
Skyrim
a Western over?
The men look like men. Right.
Yeah. And sometimes one of the girls talking in ear-splitting fucking tones.
Thank you. Time.
Head sizes as well.
Yeah. Oh, Sephiroth is here. How did you know? It's like the style of storytelling is very different between Western and JRPGs, and also the play style is very different. Western RPGs is usually like a third-person or first-person type game, and JRPGs, like, you have like a... A lot of times, in lots of ones I played, you have like a team, and you do like staged combat against enemies with random encounters, whereas Western RPGs are much more open world and stuff like that. I think that's right. I don't know.
No,
feel free to correct me.
Our one listener will write it and correct you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
I figure we just change the name every time, and it feels like. Yeah.
We'll get it right eventually.
No. Send any more emails.
Please send more emails or comment on the Facebook page, please. Tyler!
Thank you, Jim.
That's a tough question. I like all of the things.
You've had like 20 minutes to think about it.
Yeah, really, too.
Yeah, we all talked a lot about it. Probably RPGs.
All right.
Just like Matt.
I was sure he was going to say Decathlon like games.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about summer games. You know it. Waggle that joystick, kids.
I was sure he was going to say that.
That's it? That's all you got?
Matt pretty much covered it pretty
well. He usually did, actually.
I usually do.
I know.
Tom, favorite genre?
Well, take a guess.
Retro.
Mech Force.
What? Which one?
Mech. You're right.
Mech games.
Mech games.
Any mech game?
You know, actually, yes. I've got to say pretty much any mech game. I like the mech genre for games. So Hawk is more like a first-person shooter type. Hawk is like
and it's
game.
Fun. You should play it.
It is, and it's free to play. So well worth the get. And again, old school like Mech Force is very strategy turn-based. The RPG. They work on different levels.
You can get a little bit of everything in the mech genre.
Correct. If you stay with the mech genre. So yeah, I'm a mech genre guy, and it all goes back to. Fucking giant robot! Where's my fucking giant robot? I should have had one by now.
Okay. Japanese have already made it. It's sitting under their island.
That's true.
Yeah, but
hundreds of them.
I don't have it. I want my damn giant robot.
And we're not in a giant.
Oh, you can.
We have.
You can buy them.
Yeah, I couldn't afford one.
No, seriously, it has airsoft guns on it and everything.
That's awesome.
No, you're kidding.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
You gotta send me a...
Is it really like $100,000 or something?
What?
Is it like really expensive though?
Oh, yeah, it's like $40,000.
That's nothing to it for a giant robot. Come on!
It can get up to like 35 miles an hour or something like that.
While you're in it?
Rolling. Yeah!
Oh,
hell yeah!
That's what I'm getting, kids!
It's like 15 feet tall or something. It's
that's awesome. I'm kidding.
I thought it was a mostly standstill.
And,
or it's like
fire a car.
Smile.
It's like a car. It has a facial recognition.
So you smile and a fire?
You smile and then the airsoft guns fire.
Oh, you know what I'm getting, kids! Next show, dudes! Next show!
It's coming in and I'm back!
Right! Jonah!
Place the airsoft guns with real guns.
He says,
Massively multiplayer games. Anything that's online.
Wow, that was really well translated, Garrett. It's like this. He said,
massively multiplayer online games were excellent in his opinion. Is that correct, Jonah?
1920s bar, you know.
He had that. Okay. So,
yeah. Larry, what's your favorite genre?
I agree. It's a tough question. I like this question. This is actually a good topic that I really.
Like back when we didn't suck. I know.
Yeah, I know.
There was that was
suck. So don't matter anymore. And I sort of wanted to say our RPG. I like the long story format. You know, where I'm kind of told the story, almost like reading a book. But you know, with killing in between.
we had one of the best discussions about this before the show. We always have the best discussions before the show, but Larry said to me that he felt if you just took a movie and told IGN reviewers that it was a game, that they would give it a 10.
And they would.
I mean, the gameplay was kind of lacking.
No crap about gameplay.
But picking Liam Neeson as the lead in the Schindler's List game was probably the best choice that active whoever could have done, you know.
And the graphics, forget about it.
They were so realistic.
But, on the other hand, sometimes I only have 10 minutes to kill, and a quick hitter like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, is still, you know, it's an easy step.
Yeah, Pac-Man stole my rotation.
But that was something I wanted to bring up. Also, like, for a favorite genre, it really depends on my mood. I go in bursts of, like, certain types of games that I play for a period of time. Like, I'll start playing a lot more first-person shooters for a while, then I'll start playing more RPGs again. It really depends on my mood and what I've been playing lately. And so, like you said, it's so hard to find one thing that, like, yeah, this is what I like. This is what I want to do. I mean, everyone, there's too many good games out there.
I know. But I think if I had to be trapped on a desert island with one genre, it
would be
dating
sims. Turn-based games.
Shit for a long time.
Yeah. That was a good genre. And, you know,
it's seen a resurgency lately.
And it was fun when it was turn-based, but when they made it all real-time, that's when the shit got real, so.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of the Space Crater program that they had ages ago.
PSI 5?
No.
Elite.
Elite? Yes, thank you.
Yeah, the Elite games. Except, you know, there's no, none of them are really as good as Elite.
No, Elite was the best. So.
Even though it's, you know, graphically far behind.
All right, so. And that brings me back. And, wow.
You see Matt's graph?
We're talking old games again.
Yeah, we're old games. We can talk about old shit.
I just yawned.
No, yeah,
fuck
sure.
Fuck that shit.
I will too.
No, yeah, thank you.
I talked about stuff that in the last year and a half.
I know, it's amazing.
Talk about your old games as much as you want. I'll all right,
so, Rob, I guess we're at that segment of the show.
Wait,
you're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward
to it. All right,
you're the one who learned.
Wait.
What have you learned?
Wait, I think I did an achievement here, wearing a mask and a tie or a top hat.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, that's an eyesore.
Achievement for it, but
achievement
unlocked.
Sweating like hot
in the last
one. Here's your achievement.
Thanks.
All right, Rob?
Actually, I'll have a banner.
All right, Travis, what have you learned?
I can't drink my beer now.
Suck it up.
Yes.
I don't know.
Really creepy.
Let's see.
Yeah, it is.
Why do you think we're
making a whole of it?
We're
not
creepy.
We're not creepy.
At all.
Why are we creepy?
I've had nightmares. I thought about some old games that I haven't thought about in years.
Excellent. That's a good thing.
I should have.
Matt, what have you learned?
I've learned that apparently it's a crime to yawn when old people are talking about games that I know.
Yeah, we're still spry.
Thank you.
Tyler, what have you learned?
Apparently I need to quit my job and move my parents' basement so I can play more games.
Yeah!
I'll fist up.
Yeah, I think you will.
Tom, what have you learned?
That
I can't drink past wearing this freaking mask.
JJ and Ben, who disappeared during the first and second parts of the podcast. Here we go. And here's, wait.